the chemistry of carbon. The name organic chemistry is used to denote the chemical compounds consisting of carbon in combination with other elements, hydrogen, nitrogen, oxygen, sulfur, and phosphorus. Carbon, which is located in group 4 of the periodic table, has 4 valence electrons, tetravalent, and hence by binding with other atoms forms 4 covalent bonds. Hydrocarbons are binary compounds which consist of only 2 elements, namely carbon and hydrogen. They are described as saturated hydrocarbons when each carbon atom bonds with 4 other atoms, forming only single bonds. These hydrocarbons are identified by the same molecular formula but characterized by a different arrangement of atoms in the molecule. Such compounds are called isomers. Alkanes are saturated hydrocarbons with open chain linear or branched structure, whose name, according to the rules of nomenclature, end with the suffix "-ane". The cycloalkanes are always saturated but closed-chained. The molecules of alkanes and cycloalkanes are nonpolar because, although the covalent CH bond is polarized, the tetrahedral structure of each carbon atom leads to an overall symmetric charge distribution in the molecules. It follows that the hydrocarbons are nonpolar compounds and are practically insoluble in water, a polar substance. The melting and boiling points of linear chain alkanes depend on the intensity of London dispersion forces and therefore increases with the number of carbon atoms that form the chain. 4 different conventions are used to represent the hydrocarbons. The molecular formula is known as the empirical or raw formula and is obviously the least informative as it details only the ratios between the atoms in the molecule. For example, the empirical formula for butane is C4H10. The structural formula is the most informative, as it describes all the atoms with their bonds represented by a dash. The condensed formula, in which only the CC bonds are represented with a hyphen. The simplified formula, in which only the molecular skeleton formed by the carbon atoms, which are marked with an enlarged point, is included. Unsaturated hydrocarbons are made up of molecules in which at least one carbon atom is linked with less than 4 atoms. The alkenes are hydrocarbons with open chain structure with a double bond between 2 carbon atoms and whose name ends with the suffix "-ene". The alkynes are open chain hydrocarbons with a triple bond between 2 carbon atoms and whose name ends with the suffix "-ine". Saturated or unsaturated hydrocarbons, both open chain or cyclic, are known as aliphatic hydrocarbons. As with aliphatic hydrocarbons, aromatic hydrocarbons are found in petroleum. These are compounds that have a characteristic chemical behavior due to the presence of one or more benzene rings, that is, a cyclic structure in which the bond between the carbon atoms is interpreted with the theory of electron delocalization. The term electron delocalization is used to indicate a model of molecular structure in which the charge of the covalent bonding electrons is shared between more than 2 atoms, creating a form of current through the skeleton of the molecule. The reactions that can modify a molecule of a hydrocarbon are classified into 2 main categories. Substitution reactions are reactions involving the replacement of one or more hydrocarbon atoms with one or more different atoms, or different groups of atoms. Addition reactions are reactions in which 2 atoms, or groups of atoms, bind to the carbon atoms with double or triple bonds. All hydrocarbons can be involved in combustion reactions and substitution reactions, while only unsaturated hydrocarbons can also give rise to addition reactions. In general, we can say that, under the same conditions, unsaturated hydrocarbons have a greater tendency to react than saturated hydrocarbons. Aromatic hydrocarbons primarily react via the substitution reaction. In addition to the hydrocarbons, organic chemistry includes several other compounds characterized by the presence of atoms or groups of atoms, other than carbon and hydrogen, in their molecules. In general, an atom or group of atoms within a molecule that characterizes a compound as belonging to a class of compounds is called a functional group. The presence of a functional group imparts physical and chemical properties to a substance that are entirely different from those of a hydrocarbon. We define functional isomers of compounds as those that have the same empirical formula but belong to different classes. For example, aldehydes and ketones are functional isomers. Halogenated hydrocarbons, or halohydrocarbons, are compounds that have one or more atoms of an element belonging to the group of halogens attached to one or more carbon atoms of an aliphatic, generally represented by the letter R, or aromatic, AR, chain. Alcohols are compounds that have the hydroxyl functional group, minus OH, attached to an aliphatic chain. As this functional group contains a strongly polarized bond, strong intermolecular forces exist between the alcohol molecules that are more intense than those between the apolar hydrocarbon molecules. The influence of a functional group decreases as the length of the hydrocarbon chain increases. Depending on how many carbon atoms are linked to the carbon atom to which the hydroxyl group is attached, alcohols can be classified into primary, secondary, and tertiary alcohols. The different position of the hydroxyl group is important because it affects both the physical and chemical behavior of an alcohol. The ethers are compounds that can be obtained from the condensation reaction between two alcohol molecules. In general, in a condensation reaction, two molecules combine into one, releasing a molecule of water at the same time. The aldehydes and ketones are families of compounds characterized by the presence of the carbonyl functional group greater than C equals O. Carboxylic acids are compounds characterized by the presence of the carboxylic acid functional group minus COOH. In water, the carboxylic acids show a marked acidic character, especially if the carboxyl group is linked to a chain consisting of a few atoms of carbon. Esters are compounds that can be obtained from the condensation reaction between an alcohol molecule and a carboxylic acid. Amines are compounds that have a nitrogen atom linked to one, two, or three carbon atoms belonging to aliphatic or aromatic chains. Depending on how many carbon atoms are bound to the nitrogen, amines are classified as primary, secondary, or tertiary. Since the nitrogen atom has a lone electron pair, the amines generally show basic character. Amides are compounds that contain both nitrogen and oxygen in the same amide functional group. Heterocyclic compounds are cyclic compounds in whose rings other elements, in addition to carbon atoms, are present.